اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Quran, a series of Quranic classes held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. I really welcome you all to these programs. As you know, we have had many sessions. So inshallah, today we're going to have another session trying to learn some new rules and something about how to recite the Quran. So before we start, we recite the dua of Imam Zaman alayhi salam all together. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Thanks to Allah Almighty that we are back with the Quranic classes. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters who hear us, we are going to ask all the students who are here with us, the respected and dear students of Sevier International School in Qom, we ask them to introduce themselves one by one. So we start again with our brother here, Mr. Hadi, right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I am Sayyid Muhammad Hadi Naghavi. I am from Pakistan. I am 10 years old and
great.
I study in Sevier International School.
That's great. That's great. Hadi from Pakistan, right? Great. So, Mr. Jafari, right? Yahya.
Yes.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum assalam. I'm Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari.
Okay.
I'm from India.
India, that's great. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11, okay, 10, 11. Maybe the other one is 12, right? So, do you study in Sevier International School?
Yes.
Great, that's great. Sevier International School. MashaAllah. So, brother Minhal, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Minhal Hussain Nasser. I'm from Pakistan, mm-hmm. and I'm 11 years old.
That's great, that's great. So, brother Mahdi.
Hi, I am Mahdi Al-Husseinan, and I am from Canada, and I am 11 years old.
Oh, really? I think the last sessions you were from Iraq.
Yes, both.
Okay, great. So you were born in Canada. You lived in Canada.
9 years.
And originally you're from Iraq.
Yes,
I mean,
I
your
lived
parents
in Canada
are
9 years and now I'm 11.
Okay, great. So how long have you been in Canada?
9 years and 3 months.
9 years? Okay, great. So for 9 years he had been living in Canada. That's great. So as you speak to your brothers, okay? Try to keep close to the microphone, inshallah, okay? Yeah. So our listeners, okay, they should hear you clearly, okay? Because you're going to say a lot of good things to them, inshallah, they should hear you clearly, okay? So, inshallah, we are going to continue our lessons. But before we go, let's recite a salawat upon Lady Fatima salamu alayha. Do you know the that salawat? اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها وسر المستودع فيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. That's great. Oh Allah, send your blessings upon Fatima and her father and her sons. Okay? So, great. So, let's go on inshallah and start our lessons.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran. وبختم كتابك أرقى وبختم كتابك أرقى.
As I remember, the last session that we had, we talked about like fatha, kasra, and dhamma, right? Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good, good. Help me out, okay? Good. So we talked about fatha, kasra, and dhamma. That was great. I think we learned a very, very new and very helpful technique in learning, in reading the Quran, reading the words, yes? In the previous sessions, like the first sessions, we learned the alphabet letters. There were 29, right? 29 yeah. letters. So each of them had a different pronunciation. Some of them were difficult and different from the Persian language, yes? Persian alphabet letters. But some of them were the same. So we made examples and we learned them. Now, in this session, again, we little practice this fatha, kasra, dhamma, because maybe some of our listeners are new here, okay? They just hear us newly for the first time. So we need to help them know, okay? If you have looked in the Quran, the words of Quran, they might have like some kind of signs, some kinds of lines, yes? On the top of the letters, down the letter, again, on the top of the letter, yes? Some of the signs are the other shapes, okay? Some, like, there's one, like, it is the, like the front of seen, like the front of sheen, yes?
Yeah.
Someone, there is another one, like, it is like a kind of, we call it mud, okay? Inshallah, we will study them. So there are different signs, yeah?
Yes.
So
yes.
Each of them helps us, okay, like, identify the letters clearly and read the letter clear, okay? So there is the waw letter, there is the bay letter, the ba letter, okay? There is the jim letter, but it is difficult. How should we say that letter? Right, Hadi?
Right.
Yeah. So should we say it wa, way, wu? What is the way of saying that, okay? So fatha, kasra, dhamma, they are the three signs, the three lines, okay, that help us. Do you remember I just compared it with the waw letters in English, right? We said that if there's, for example, a word car, right? Now, CR. Can you read CR as car? CR. Yes. Only CR, without A.
No.
Yes, it's just cur.
Cur.
Cur. You can't say, because in English, that is the rule, okay? That there has to be a vowel sound. If there is no vowel sound, you cannot connect or join those two letters. Right? There has to be a vowel letter between those two letters, okay, to join. Yeah? So, C and R, if we want to make it a word, there has to be a vowel sound like a, okay, or a sound, so to join them. Like car, now you can say. Yeah? In Arabic as well, we said the same, we compared, okay, we said the same rule that here as well, we have fatha, kasra, dhamma, which play the same role as vowel letters. If in the Quran you don't have a o or fatha kasra dhamma, you can't read the words of the Quran. And if you read, you might get them wrong. Yeah. For example, it might be ba'uda. You might read ba'd. So that's wrong then, right? Or you might read ba'ada. So that's wrong. Yeah, so this is very, very important, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as you're hearing us, that we have to understand and identify the a, e, o, which we call them harakat, okay, or movements in the Quran.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So one of them is fatha. Fatha produces the sound a. Whenever you see fatha on the top of a letter, you have to make a sound of a with that letter. Okay? So what is the sign of fatha? It's just a line. Yes? Have you seen minus?
Yeah.
Yes. Minus is just, okay, recline it, okay, just lay it, okay, down, bend it. That becomes the sign of fatha. And this fatha is on the top of the letter, right? Like what? Like a hat that you put on your head. Okay, Mahdi? Like your hat. That's nice. Yes? Why are you quiet today?
Because my hair is messy.
Okay, that's okay. Don't worry. So, fatha, as we said, we put it, it's on the top of a letter and you pronounce it like a. So, let's make some examples. Let's read the alphabet letters, okay, with fatha. Who knows the alphabet letters with fatha? Good. Everyone shows Minha al-Hussein. Minha al-Hussein shows Hadi. So Hadi, go on.
Zaraba.
Great. An example is like Da-ra-ba. Daad with fatha, ra with fatha, and ba with fatha. That's it. Great. So Muhammad Yahya. Good.
Fataha.
Fataha. Fatha, okay? Fataha has many fatha. Like three fatha has fataha. Fataha. That's it. So, that's easy. Alhamdulillah. And there is another harakat or movement. We call it kasra, right?
Yes.
So, Mahdi, where do we put kasra? Down the letter?
Down.
Down the letter, right? Yes. Are you sure?
Bottom.
Yes, it's
down. That's correct. At the bottom or the down the letter? That's correct. So we don't write it on the letter, yeah? On the top of the letter. So good. So how do you produce the sound? Muhammad Yahya?
A.
A sound, right?
Yes.
So we have a sound, a sound, yes?
Yes.
A like apple, e like what? Ear.
Ear.
Eat.
Elephant.
Eagle. Elephant, this way, e sound, okay? A, e. So whenever you see kasra, it is the same as fatha. The sign is the same as fatha, only we bring, okay? Now, this time, okay, the hat goes down our feet. Good? Yes?
Yes.
So this time, we change the places. Okay, so let's make some sounds, I mean, some letters with, some words with kasra. So, can you say ba with kasra?
B.
B. Jim with kasra?
J.
J. Ha with kasra?
Hi.
Dal with kasra?
D.
Good. Inshallah, in the next session, we are going to continue like the other ones, okay? Like there are some other rules, but before we will practice some words as well with fatha, kasra, dhamma, inshallah. So we'll see you inshallah in the next session. Please recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. الفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.